brought us to it, to bring us through it. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we are just so grateful this morning for all you are doing in our lives. God, we're just so thankful that you have brought us through the test and allowed us to see the testimony. Father, we just thank you so much for this TMC call, giving us an opportunity to convene Monday through Friday on this telecommunication sanctuary so that we can praise your name and give you thanks, God. We don't take credit for any of the things that has been done for us, Lord. We don't take credit for the bills being paid. We don't take credit for waking up in the morning, and we most certainly do not take credit for all the supernatural blessings that you have given to us. So to God be the glory for you, Lord. We just thank you for the testimony you've allowed us to share, God. Lord, thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Williams, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. God, thank you so much for these two victorious women of God for saying yes to this call. Thank you, Lord, for giving them a vision and a mission and being able to carry out the way that you told them to do it, Lord. And God, we just thank you for Artists International, because Artists International is a vehicle that brought us all together. So we just want to say thank you for the advisor that just signed up all the way up to our Platinum President, Lord. We just thank you so much for the blessings and the testimonies that came with that walk with Artists International. And Father, while we're on this line, we just want to thank you right now that it will be unhindered, uncontaminated, and away from any hindrances that will prevent us from hearing your word. And God, we thank you for the person that's coming on the line right now to deliver your message, God. We just want to ask that you bless them and decrease them so we can hear the word boldly straight from the throne room. We give you thanks, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And God, we just want to say our testimony is greater than our test, all because of you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you. Amen and amen. Well, Master's Call family, you all have a Jesus joy day. I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, Minister LaShawn, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. Have a great one.
And you too. God bless you. Good morning to you again, Minister LaShawn, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer and that powerful tag. My testimony is greater than my test. Praise God. I love it. I love it. And I want to say good morning to you, TMC family, and welcome once again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so grateful that you have taken the time to join us this morning. And if this is your first time with us, we thank God for you, and we give you a special warm Kingdoms greeting. We thank God for starting this call in October 2010 with two anointed, appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call is about serving and honoring the Master. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and assure them, let them know that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So if you haven't checked out our website, we have an awesome website, and we encourage you to do so by going to it, and it's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, you'll notice also that we're on day 11. Yes, day 11 for our corporate fast. So if you want to join us, it's not too late. You can come on and join us, and you can go on to that site, and you'll see the detailed information as well as the prayer directives to assist you, okay? So go to that website, and you'll see some wonderful, wonderful things there. Now, if God is pressing on you to share your gift of greeting or ministering a word, you might have a word in your belly. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to you being a part of this great ministry in this 2015, okay? Your prayer requests and praise reports are encouraged as well. So we encourage you to submit all of this information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. Our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, will hold a master's class starting tonight, a master class call, and it's starting tonight. So go to her Facebook, which is Pecola Roberts, P-E-K-O-L-A Roberts, to get detailed information and to register for that class. I'm sure it's going to be a blessing. Now, many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, which changes lives daily. That awesome company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family. Now, many of us are gearing up to attend the 2015 kickoff event in Las Vegas on January 24. Now, if you haven't heard about this great company, you want to get with the person that invited you to this call or get on the morning motivational call with Platinum President, better known as Godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders right after this call. And they hold this call every Monday through Friday. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Today, we want to take the time to acknowledge and honor the birthday of a phenomenal leader, and that is Dr. Martin Luther King. His legacy is powerful and will always remain in our hearts. We thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, TMC family, I know that you are ready to hear a word from the Lord. Now, our speaker is no stranger to the TMC family, okay? This lady is none other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany was born and raised in Southern California. She is a mother of Kalon Ty Williams, and he is a phenomenal young man. You'll hear about him, I'm sure, in the news. On the news, and there'll be good news on him in the years to come. And Minister Tiffany is the middle child with an older sister, Yvette, and younger brother, Aaron. She's a graduate of California State University in Long Beach with a B.S. in criminal justice. She grew up in the National Baptist Convention and held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. She is employed currently at the City of Culver City, California, in the Transportation Department. She serves as a parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles Golfing Organization. I tell you, this lady is an all-around woman. She is an event planner. She's a designer. She's a coordinator, and that most of those I definitely can attest to. She loves to travel, and she loves Artists International. And if there's anything about the products that you need to know about, get with Tiffany. She will definitely let you know what's good for you. I tell you, this woman is a worldwide woman, and I know that great things are going forth for her, through her, and for her entire family, because she is a faithful woman of God. This blessed woman of God is a warrior. She's our songbird. She a prayer and a business partner to no end. A lady with a heart of gold. You know, I can go on and on, but we've got to hear the word of God. So I present to you the lady from the warm Southern California, and that is Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
Wow, God bless you. Thank you so much, my sister, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that introduction this morning. To my sister, LaShawn, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and then giving us our tag for today. My testimony is greater than my test Thursday. And to each of you who dialed in this morning, I thank God for you, and I thank you for calling in to the TMC. And, of course, this TMC call would not exist if it was not for the yes and the surrender, the dedication and the commitment of the two co-founders of this call, who I affectionately love, and I thank God for them each and every single day, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. I thank God for this day, the 15th day of January 2015, and as Minister Brenda said, today we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Why? Because he had a dream, and he didn't have a dream that was just for him. He was not selfish in his dream, but he had a dream and desire for all of us, and he spoke about nonviolence. So January 15th, 1929, that was the day that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born. And today he would have been 86 years of age. And so today we celebrate him. We celebrate his life. We celebrate his legacy. And we celebrate his dream. And we know that that will continue. So just in memory of Dr. King, I'm just going to sing a snippet of this song. And I'm sure you guys all know it. So as I'm singing it, sing it in your spirits too. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome someday. Amen. So we praise God for the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, so now let's move on to the message for today. As you know, this is the 11th day of our corporate fast for Artists International and here on the Master's Call. And as I have been having conversations, I've been having conversations with people, and, you know, I'm asking them, okay, are you connected to the fast? Do you know about the fast? And they either say, you know what, I don't know what you're talking about, Tiffany, or you know what, I'm not fasting right now. You know, you guys could go ahead and do that, but I'm not getting ready to do that. I'm not getting ready to give up my meat. I'm not getting ready to give up my sweets. I'm not getting ready to give up my bread. I'm not giving up anything right now. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then after they say all of that to me, they say, but can you pray for me? So I'm just saying, in this season, this right here, 2015, many didn't make it to 2015, but we are some of the ones who did. And in this season, God is calling us to be accountable and to do something different. In this season, while we're going through this fast, those of us who are on it and you who are listening today and are just finding out about it for the first time, you can start today. You can start today. Some of us are doing it for 40 days. Some of us are doing it for 21 days. Some of us might be even doing it for 7 or 10, but just do it. Okay, so we must begin daily to deny ourselves. And so I'm just going to go and use scripture real quick, Matthew 16:24 in the New Living Translation. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. Again, then Jesus said to his disciples, meaning you and me and all of you who are listening, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. See, God is calling for you today to take up your cross and follow him. But first, you got to deny yourself. So what does that mean? That means that we must lose our life. We cannot find life only by coming into proper alignment with God. That is when we begin to find what life is really about and to find out what his plans are for us. God's plan for each of us is better than any plan that we could have for ourselves. And see, there we must, it says we must deny ourselves. And not, that's just not quarterly. That's just not monthly. That's daily. We have to deny ourselves daily. As we're going through this fast, I know some of us may be having a yearning to have cake and having ice cream, or, you know, we know that we can't have meat, and we said, oh, well, you know what, I can have a little bit of tuna. No, you can't have any tuna. You can't have any turkey. You can't have any meat or any type of flesh. So none, just cancel those out. That was a directive that was given, and out of obedience, that's what we should do. So we have to deny ourselves. Many times our minds and our bodies, our feelings and our emotions pull for things, and a lot of times they pull for things that are no good for us. So we have to deny it and cut it off so that God's will be manifest in our lives. So that means that we have to put the will and purposes of God above our very own. We discover God's will for our life as we search, study, and obey God's word. And then we must take up our cross. And that cross we take up, we have to take it up daily. Many times things happen in our life, and, you know, you have to catch yourself sometime before you say the wrong thing. So you make sure that you have your cross on, and you make sure that you operate in God's will and not your own will. Do not operate in self-ambition. And make sure that you have in your heart a hunger and a thirst for God, not a hunger and thirst for the wrong things. All of those things that we thirst for that are wrong must die. When we die to ourselves, it is then that we find God's plan and purpose for our life. We begin to desire him more, seek him more, obey him more, taste him more, see him more, and trust him more. See, Paul sums this up perfectly when he says, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by tasting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And you can find that in Galatians 2 and 20. See, in this season, we should have a hunger and thirst for God that goes beyond what our bodily needs are. It has to be in the spiritual. Like every day we should have a spiritual workout with Jesus. We should be exercising with the Word of God. We should be digesting the Word of God, feeding and feasting on the Word of God, because truly he has prepared a feast before us. And so we need to make sure that we're feasting on what God has given for us. So when we say fast and pray, it's honoring and glorifying God that we're doing this. Plus, we need to detox and cleanse some stuff from our minds and from our spirits and for our souls. I appreciate Diamond President Victoria Flanagan yesterday, because she was talking about the monsters that live inside of you, the things that are inside of you. There is not only the parasites living inside of us, but some of us have stress and depression inside of us. Some of us have unforgiveness inside of us. Some of us are holding on to grudges that we've been holding on for since last year or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It is time for us to detox that stuff out of us. Why? So that we could be free, and free indeed. God says that we are free, but a lot of times we self-inflict our own selves and hold our own selves captive. Why? Because we don't want to do what we know that we should do. So today I'm challenging each one of you to set your minds, your bodies, your emotions, your feelings, and your stomachs on Jesus. Hunger and thirst after Jesus. Don't hunger and thirst after the food. Don't hunger and thirst after the sodas. Don't hunger and thirst after the bad relationship. Let it go. Hunger and thirst after Jesus. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. All of them I'm not going to be able to read to you today because of the time, but I want you to read them. And if you heard Sister Brenda Terrell the other day, she said Psalms 34 and 8. It said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. So what does that mean, take refuge in God? That means that basically you need to live in him. You need to walk with him. You need to talk to him. You need to spend some time with him because he is good. But you wouldn't be able to say that he's good if you have not tasted him, if you have not allowed him to be the number one person in your life. In Genesis 1:31, it says, God made everything good. You can read the whole scripture later on, but I'm just paraphrasing right now for time's sake. Psalms 27:13 talks about the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is good to us every single day. Even when we think things are going on that are bad in our life, God is good. In the midst of that situation, God is still good. See, sometimes we have to realize, you know what, Lord, that's a test that you just gave me. In order for me to get to greater, we have to pass the test. And if we can't pass it and we keep on failing it, he's going to keep on throwing it back to you another way. But in the midst of those tests, God is still good. Psalm 109:21 talks about the Lord's love is good. The Lord loves us unconditionally. It doesn't get any greater than that. He sacrificed his life on Calvary's cross. He bled and he died for us. There's no greater love than that, that a man would lay down his life for you and me. There's no greater love. So his love is good. Deuteronomy 8:3, it says, he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. And every single promise that God made in the Word, it is true today, and it is there for you, but you just have to walk into it and just do it. Matthew 5:6 reads, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. So as you're going through this fast, some of us, we get halfway through the day and don't even realize, you know what, I have not put one single thing into my mouth. Why? Because you're focused on the goal that you need to do, which is to fast during the day, to not allow the aroma of food. Or maybe you're sitting with people and they're eating a whole lot of things and you're like, oh, wow, you know what, I feel that temptation coming on me. But you know what, you have the power to say no. You have the power to keep going, get your water, get your collagen cappuccino, get your Artist LaVie, get your Nutrishake, get your Ultra Body Cleanse Tea, and keep on stepping. John 6:33-35 reads, for the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, always give us this bread. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will not thirst. Why? Because Jesus is always, he's the living bread. He is our water. He is our supplier. So anytime that you feel that urge in your stomach that you need to have something to put in your mouth, thirst on the word of God. Because God's word is true. Psalm 63 says, oh,
Minister Tiffany, are you there? Well, I'm sure she's going to come back. She probably dropped the call, but I'm sure she'll return with that powerful, powerful message. And we give God glory and honor.
I'm back.
For, okay, great. God bless you.
The devil is a liar. Psalm 63:1, oh God, you are my God. I will seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My soul yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. And in your spare time, go through the Bible and read these scriptures, John 4, 13 and 14, John 6 and 35, Revelation 21 and 6, and Revelation 22 and 17. And I just want you guys to know that we are all in this together. A lot of the prayer directives that are listed on our website at www.themasterscall.net, it gives you the prayer directives that we are standing for as far as Artists International is concerned. And the way that we bring about change is unifying together. As Martin Luther King walked the streets and the towns and the states that he did, he didn't do it by himself. He had a team of people who walked with him. So I'm asking each and every single one of you who have not yet started this fast along with us here on The Master's Call to start today in celebration of the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and also as a commitment to God and for the new things and the greater things that he has for you in this year. Commit to fast and pray and hunger and thirst after God, for truly he should be your heart's desire. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Praise God, and thank you for that profound on-time word, my sister. God bless you. And shortly I'll call you back to close us out with the benediction after these few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to serve and worship your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for that profound word that you've given us, Lord God, that truly when we hunger and thirst after you, O God, you will fulfill us with any and everything that we need, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, that we will put our trust in you with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls. And we realize, Father God, that you truly are the Lord God Almighty. Father God, we thank you for this TMC family. We ask that you strengthen them, that you keep them, that you protect them from all harm and danger. Father God, we're calling upon Jehovah Rapha for the healing power virtue to be placed on Joni. And we thank you, Father, for placing that anointing on Marie Preston's mother, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for James Flanagan, for healing him. We thank you for Deborah and her family, healing them, and Odie and Greg and all those, Lord God, that are calling on your name for healing, Lord God. We decree and declare that the healing is the children's bread and that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Father, for being Jehovah Shalom, and we ask peace upon the families, the bereaved families, the Crouch family, the Trotter family, the Williams family, Robinson and Garcia families, Lord God, and all those, Lord God, I didn't call, you know who they are. We ask that you put your loving arms around them. Father God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and her class, Lord God. We thank you for a special blessing upon her, Lord God. We ask that you bless artists and the Diaz de Leon family and all those that are participating, Lord. We glorify you, Father, for the kickoff event that's going to take place, because you are Jehovah Jireh that will provide all the needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you for traveling mercies for all that are on this call and all that didn't make it on this call, Lord God. Short and long distances, protect them and guide them, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for Minister Tiffany, Lord God, for giving her that profound word, and we ask that you pour and anoint a double portion upon her and her loved one, Lord God, Kaylon, and that you bless them and keep them in all their ways, Father God. Bless their going out, bless their coming in. Bless everything their hands and feet tread upon and their hands touch. And we glorify you, Father, for filling them with the glory of your love, your peace, and your joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Father God, as we go forth, remembering Dr. King and the legacy that you've given him, Lord God, that we will carry forth and realize that we have overcome. We have overcome because Jesus is the light of the world. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you for all these gifts that you've given us, all the gifts that you're about to give us, and all the things that you're going to do in our lives this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we got that powerful word this morning, and I tell you, she gave us some profound scriptures that we can read upon, meditate upon. So go back and listen to this awesome message. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And don't forget, the motivational call is coming up next. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. God bless you, Minister LaShawn, for opening us up with that awesome, awesome greeting that you do with the joy of the Lord in your heart. I glorify God for you. And that wonderful tag, my testimony is greater than my test. And thank you once again, Minister Tiffany, for giving us that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence here on this line, and we thank you for your power and your anointing which overflows in each of us. And God, we ask that you would create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, that the things that we do, that we say, that we intake on this day will be acceptable and in your sight. God, change us from the inside out, and may the Lord bless and keep each one of you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Have an absolutely super fantastic day. Goodbye for now.